Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The discussions around Gaza, and in fact the comments from Donald Trump that they know where the hostages are, makes it a very, very difficult situation. As the Israel-Hamas war enters a critical phase, the world, of course, is watching closely. The public perception, diplomacy, humanitarian challenge, just all of those come together. Joining us this morning is IDF Colonel Olivia Rufovich. She's the international spokesperson for the Israeli Defense Force. Thank you for joining us, as you always do. Can you give us a situational update? Where are we now in terms of the operations against Hamas?
Good morning, first of all, and thank you to invite me to your program. The war is still going on. Hamas is actually, decided to make its positions much more harder than before. They refuse negotiation process to be accepted by them. Mm-hmm. They are still keeping our hostages, 50, 20 are alive, as you know.
Yes.
And they're also launching for weeks now a very big propaganda campaign against Israel using the humanitarian situation. And I will talk about it later. But concerning the strictly military situation, we are fighting in different areas. We are still continuing to destroy tunnels and the infrastructures of Hamas. But let's be clear, the war is not over. Hamas has still around between 15 to 20,000 operative terrorists inside the Gaza Strip.
Wow.
And we have around divisions inside the Gaza Strip to fight and to continue this war against Hamas.
It seems as though Deir al-Bala is now becoming a focal point. Is that because of it's the last remaining stronghold, or is that because we now have a sense that that's where the hostages are being kept?
Let's say that there are different information concerning the location of the hostages.
Right.
And Deir al-Balah is one of them. It's not a secret anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Deir al-Balah is well preserved in the Gaza Strip right now because of many reasons. But we are doing what we are doing when we know that there is something to do against Hamas. And we are not in a war against the Gazan people. We are in a war against Hamas, and only against Hamas.
The fact is that it's a very, very difficult situation because any attempt to free the hostages will likely result in their death. But leaving them day after day is almost certainly going to result in the same way. How does Israel balance this? How do you figure out what is the right approach?
Our priority remains to have all the hostages back to Israel, the ones who are alive and the ones who are not. And I'm hearing, like you, all these possibilities to bring them back home. For us, the priority is to bring the 20 hostages back home alive to their families. And let's hope that it will be like that.
Yeah.
I cannot elaborate more on that.
Right. Okay. And we need to be careful and respect that. Just a final question: is the global pressure is absolutely immense. There's the allegations of starvation, allegations of famine, Israel saying there is enough aid for everybody. The UN are not distributing quickly enough or at all. How does this impact on the morale of the soldiers who are tasked with a very difficult task of fighting against Hamas?
No, you are right to say that we are facing an immense campaign of disinformation, of propaganda from Hamas. The problem is that this propaganda coming from Hamas, which is actually logical, when you are fighting an enemy, the enemy is trying to find other ways to undermine your way of behavior, you know, your morale. Mm-hmm. So from Hamas, it could be logical. The problem is that the narrative of Hamas in this campaign of disinformation is relayed by media, who are actually using what Hamas says without even checking the veracity, the truth of it. And in this situation, I would say that the impact is mostly an impact on the image of Israel, politically and diplomatically speaking. We have to be very, very, very tough and very strong.
Right.
Because it's not only a fight against Hamas, it's also a combat against lies. And truth will come out. It will take time.
As it always does. Mm.
Because as you see, it's not simple. And the images coming from Gaza are very tough. Some of them are not from Gaza, from Sudan or from other places in the world. And it's a real propaganda campaign. But we have to fight. And I don't see a real impact on the morale of the troops
because of that. Mm. Olivier Rafovich, thank you as always. International IDF spokesperson giving us an update on the Israel-Gaza war from the IDF perspective. It is 8:21.